Monsieur le Vice-président, Excellences.
Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me address my sincere congratulations to the organizers of this panel. It's an honor and a pleasure for me to be here as representative of Switzerland to commemorate with you the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions and to discuss what responses are required to meet the challenges that the international humanitarian law faces. 70 years ago, in the same city, representatives of the majority of states existing at the time met together with ICRC experts. They sought to establish a legal framework that would limit the impact of armed conflict and abolish for good the notion of total war that was observed during World War II. The adoption of the four conventions on 12 August 1949 was a landmark in settlement of international conflict. Those conventions and their additional protocol constitute today, to this day, as noted by the Vice Chair, the cornerstone of international humanitarian law. By adhering to the Geneva Conventions, states agreed to protect all individuals not participating or no longer participating in hostilities, such as the wounded or sick, prisoners of war, and civilians. Universally ratified, the Geneva Conventions constitute one of the greatest triumphs of multilateralism. Effectively, they are an expression of a universal commitment to our shared humanity. While the nature of armed conflict continues to evolve, and while new challenges emerge, states have agreed that the Geneva Conventions are today more relevant than ever. This is the chief message that Switzerland wishes to convey on the occasion of this 70th anniversary. The Geneva Conventions have proven their worth over the course of time. During the last seven decades, they have helped save millions of lives in numerous situations of conflict. Every day, still, they help prevent and mitigate the suffering caused by war, thus enabling a return to peace. Nevertheless, international humanitarian law continues to be abused, leading to devastating humanitarian ramifications. Just as terrible and unacceptable as they are, the persistence of those violations does not mean that that humanitarian law is inadequate or that it has lost any of its relevance. Rather, it suggests that our commitment to ensure the respect for that law is too often just insufficient. Ongoing efforts, therefore, are needed to ensure that international humanitarian law can continue to provide protection to victims in current armed conflicts. Along those lines, Switzerland, as the host contracting party, urges all states to seize the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions to adopt a more positive, more responsible narrative when it comes to international humanitarian law. It encourages them also to take all necessary tangible steps to bolster respect for international humanitarian law. I've already pleased that we're having this discussion, which will allow us to envisage in greater detail the responses to bring to the current challenges.